Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome you to a very special episode of Nightly Connections. I'm your host, Steven. I'm just going to get right down to it. I am currently outraged with what's been going on recently in today's news. I'm going to start with something nationally that just really burns me up, and I keep quiet on socials about it because of sensitivity, let me put it that way. But on my podcast, I want to just address how it's really turning me and making me feel. George Floyd, Minneapolis. It's not even a joking matter at this point. It's just downright disgraceful. Disgraceful being a lucrative term. And for those that don't understand big words, then this podcast is definitely not for you. I don't understand how some people can actually live with the fact that this happened and be ultimately okay about it. This is something that is not okay. The first time I heard about this, it was a 10 minutes video on Facebook of a police officer kneeling in this man's neck. Where in the world does it state in any police manual? If I'm wrong, please address this. But this has gotten out of hand. In any police manual in the world where it's okay to kneel in someone's neck for 7 minutes. I counted from the time the video started to the time that man took his last breath on the ground. 7 minutes. Him crying out, saying that he could not breathe. And this man just stood there with his hands on his hips, saying that if you're breathing, if you're talking, you're breathing. Can somebody explain that to me, how that's okay? Can anybody justify this? Most of America is outraged right now, and this cop is walking free like nothing happened. He lost a job. Big whoop. He lost his livelihood. Flip. Yippee. But this man is walking free. If it had been the other way around, and I hate using race bringing into this, but that's exactly what this is at the moment. I'm not the one to bring race into this. If you know me personally, if you see me walking up and down the streets of Tulsa, Oklahoma, if you see me in the park, in the gathering place, anywhere, I'm with my family. My family is interracial. I don't play the race card because I don't want to believe it's out there, but I see it every single day. I try my best to remain calm in these types of situations. But it is really hard to when it's staring me blatantly in the face. This man lost his life over what? A forged check? You pin him to the ground with your knee in his throat for a forged check? I've seen serial killers get taken into custody. They're still breathing on life sentences. You took this man's life over a forged check. And yet you can walk free. It outrages me that three officers stood by while this man was screaming, breathing his final breaths of life, saying that I'm hurting. I cannot breathe. Calling for his mama. Calling for his mother. Because he is in pain. He said that everything hurt. This type of injustice has to stop. It has to end. And for those that say that it happens on all spectrums. Yes, I know it happens on all spectrums. I see it happen. But this type of thing needs to stop. This man lost his life over a forged check. Just like in Georgia a month ago, a man lost his life because what? He went into a construction site that had cameras. Did he take anything? No. He was gunned down, jogging, trying to avoid someone that decided to chase him down, saying that there was a burglary in the neighborhood, that he matched the description. There was no known burglaries in the neighborhood the day that you guys decided to kill him. Oh my goodness. To everyone listening to my podcast, if you don't hear the expression in my voice that the injustices have to stop on all accounts, and I'm mainly speaking to the people that are in Minneapolis right now, I'm seeing videos of protest, peaceful protest. I agree with, keep doing it, make your voices heard. That's what the premise of this country was founded upon, was on protest. But for the idiots out there that are deciding to loot and destroy businesses, left and right, stop it. There's no sense in it. You're destroying your own communities, and whenever these companies pull out, guess what happens? You don't have a job, you don't have a place to shop at, you don't have anywhere to go to have fun. The violence has to end. A man in the 1960s had a speech. I have a dream. I'm going to tell you right now, he's not happy. I guarantee you, he's not looking down upon us smiling at the moment. Because he is not happy. This is not how he intended it to be. He had a dream, and everyone is messing it up. Everyone. If you want to do right by the two that lost their lives, do the right thing. Protest. Yes. By all means. But quit destroying things in the process. It's not worth it. Because the only thing you're going to do in the long run is ruin your lives. It shouldn't take the National Guard to be deployed for you to stop. Hear my plea. This man lost his life. These two men lost their lives. Yes. But I guarantee you they're not looking down right here smiling. They're asking, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? The violence has to end. And until the violence ends on all accounts of all races, history is going to be doomed to repeat itself. If you guys have any comments, if you want to be a guest on my show, go ahead and reach out to me on Facebook. But in the meantime, this has been your nightly connection. And I will leave you on this note. Violence is never the answer. And also, when you leave this earth, are you going to leave a legacy built for your children? Are you going to leave them in ruin? Have a good night.